WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Meteorologist Dan Zero, very nice when you step outside this morning.
Yeah, it's certainly warm out there. Temperatures mostly in the 70s. We do have a cold front in the neighborhood, but it's hard to even find it on the map here. The effects are so minimal. It's going to be another warm day, a little cooler than yesterday. We saw 96 in a couple of spots yesterday. It'll be mid to upper 80s, maybe 90 degrees today. It'll be cooler at the beaches in the upper 70s. I can't rule out a stray shower or thunderstorm at some point, but it really does look like a nice summer day with partly to mostly sunny skies. We're still watching Hurricane Chris, a Category 2 hurricane. It's about 350 miles southeast of New Jersey, firmly moving away from the U.S. East Coast, but definitely stirring up the surf, so we continue a moderate risk for rip currents today and probably through the rest of the week. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 60s. Increasing sunshine tomorrow, still pleasant with highs in the lower 80s. And Friday looks good, too. Some clouds build in. We'll stay dry, highs in the mid-80s on Friday. Right now, Point Pleasant 73, Deptford 74, South Plainfield 73.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. You heard Dan mention Hurricane Chris, not a threat to New Jersey. But even hundreds of miles away, this Category 2 storm is strong enough to make the surf very rough off our coast. Dangerous rip currents forecast again today, making swimming in the ocean dangerous, potentially deadly. The DEP is also confirming the presence of those clinging jellyfish in the Barnegat Bay. Officials have expanded a recreational use advisory now for the entire bay. These jellyfish tend to hang out in beds of seagrass. Their sting is not fatal, but it is extremely painful. As we get ready to send our kids off to college in a few weeks, another warning about underage drinking. A troubling lawsuit against Stockton University from a former student claiming school officials looked the other way as a rogue fraternity preyed on campus co-eds. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with the latest. Patrick?
Exactly, Eric. The lawsuit says that not once did a residence official check on the dorm room, and the fraternity in question, Pi Kappa Phi, has no affiliation with the school, may even lack the usual policies against hazing and sexual harassment. It is where, on February 9th of last year, a then freshman met the man who 5 days later, Valentine's Day night, would allegedly become her assailant, Zachary Madel. On that night, the young woman says, in her dorm room, Madel spiked her drink. She blacked out after kissing him, then woke up covered in vomit and with genital discomfort. She claims she was raped that night, and that Madel allegedly posted excerpts of the non-consensual sex on Snapchat, including one of her nude. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. There are dozens of high-risk sex offenders in New Jersey that law enforcement has lost track of. These are Tier 3 Megan's Law registrants, those most likely to rape again who have failed to update their addresses as required by law. We've got their photos and last known addresses this morning at NJ1015.com. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting out in the 70s as you step outside this morning. Partly to mostly sunny. Cooler than yesterday, but still warm and summery. Stray shower, thunderstorm still a possible. Our high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s and 70s at the beaches. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. A New Jersey U.S. senator becomes the loudest opposition voice to President Trump's latest nominee for the Supreme Court. We'll have an update on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 70s now, 80s later. Not as warm as yesterday, but still going to be a summery day. Showers and thunderstorms still a possibility and a moderate risk of rip currents for the entire shore. A veteran from Millstone says state police violated his Second Amendment rights when they made him move his guns out of his house because of comments his son made at school.
A week before Leonard Cottrell Jr.'s son was set to graduate from Millstone Middle School, the boy told his friend that he didn't feel safe at the school but never mentioned plans for an attack. Another student heard parts of the discussion and told their parents when they went home.
And then the state troopers came to my house that night to confiscate my firearms and conduct an investigation and a search of my son's room.
The New Jersey Second Amendment Society says Cottrell's story isn't unique and that the state can't bully people into giving up their guns. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
For the first time in more than a century, Roselle Park will not field a varsity football team. Safety is being cited as the reason. With 18 seniors graduating, school officials and coaches were worried about fielding a team of mostly undersized freshmen and sophomores. fearing those kids could be overpowered by bigger varsity players from other schools and leading to injuries. The last time the school did not field a varsity team was 1917, the start of World War I. As a final state budget deal was being worked out last month, lawmakers passed a bill to charge you 5 cents for every plastic bag you get at the store. Governor Murphy didn't sign the measure, but he may still do so in the coming weeks.
Governor Murphy says he hasn't had time to fully analyze the 5 cent bag bill, and he continues to examine the issue from all different sides.
It's not an easy one. It's got, you know, it's got pluses and minuses, complications, and it's one we're going to take our time to make sure we get it right.
When the governor was asked to share his general philosophy about charging for bags, he declined.
I'm not dodging the question on it. It's just we're getting our arms around a whole lot of bills.
In Atlantic City, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The daughter of a 68-year-old woman who died last week after her electricity was turned off says a PSE&G representative was told about her medical condition in June. Desiree Washington says the representative visited her mother's home seeking payment of an unpaid bill. Linda Daniels suffered from congestive heart failure. She was in hospice care. She needed an oxygen machine to breathe and died last Thursday, hours after the electricity was turned off. PSE&G has claimed they were unaware of the woman's medical condition. In Delran, the state has shut down the local first aid squad. There were concerns the squad was answering calls with uncertified staff. And when the state went to investigate, they alleged the local chief, Donald Horner, became combative, belligerent, and used racial slurs with investigators. The chief's own EMT certification expired in 2010. Neither the chief nor the mayor are commenting. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker has become one of the loudest opposition voices to President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Booker warns Kavanaugh would likely be the deciding vote on any issues that arise from the ongoing investigation into the president's alleged ties to Russia, and no one should be able to pick the judge who will preside over their case.
None of us as American citizens believe that any of us who are subject to a criminal investigation, that person should not be able to pick their judge.
Republicans are dismissing the criticisms. Senate Majority Leader McConnell says Kavanaugh is a brilliant choice and vows a quick confirmation. Annie Says is the latest retail casualty. The discount store's parent company closing all stores, converting some of them to their sister brand, Mandy's. The New Jersey-based company was once dominant in the designer markdown market, but has steadily been losing market share to competitors. Do you hate getting a knock on your door, sometimes more than once a day, from a complete stranger interested in doing some repairs on your home? You have plenty of annoyed company in New Jersey, but there may be an easy solution.
From Jersey City to Toms River, many municipalities have an ordinance on the books that gives residents the option to block unwanted solicitors from bothering them at home. A no-knock registry launched this month in Kenilworth. Police Captain Fred Seuss says now when people come to attain a solicitation permit,
we hand them a list of residences in the town that they are not allowed to go to.
As a backup, residents get a no-knock sticker they can put on their door. Some towns have had this option available for a while now, typically through a form online. Since 2009, nearly 1,000 Howell residents have joined the township's Do Not Knock registry. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. It is going to be another summer-like day today, but some dangers down the shore. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next.
Steve Trevalese.
Everybody is talking about this, and when everybody's talking about it, we are talking about it on New Jersey 101.5.
Monday through Thursday evenings, 7 to 11.
That's what we want.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514. Let's bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, as we reach the midweek point. Dan, still another summer-like day.
Yes, that's right. No major storm systems on the horizon for New Jersey, although we continue to watch Hurricane Chris passing 350 miles southeast of New Jersey. Once again, no weather concerns whatsoever for us here in the Garden State, but it is churning up the entire Atlantic Ocean with its 105-mile-an-hour sustained winds. So a moderate risk for rip currents continues along the Jersey Shore today. I'm kind of surprised they didn't go for a high risk today, being as the storm is making its closest pass. It would just be a really good idea to stay out of the ocean today. Weather-wise, looking good, partly to mostly sunny, a bit cooler than yesterday. That's good. We reached mid-90s yesterday. Still warm, still summery, highs mid to upper 80s. We might see a couple of 90s out there today, upper 70s at the beaches. Going along with that summer theme, I can't rule out a pop-up shower or thunderstorm later today as well. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow tomorrow and Friday, both looking good as high pressure takes over. Sun and clouds, highs in the lower to mid 80s, getting a bit warmer, more humid, and a bit unsettled for the weekend. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm at some point, with highs for both Saturday and Sunday about 85 to 90 degrees. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, there are new warnings about underage drinking after an explosive lawsuit surfaces. A Stockton co-ed says she was raped in an off-campus fraternity after being drugged. Governor Murphy could still impose a plastic bag tax on all New Jersey residents, 5 cents per bag. In sports, Phillies topped the Mets 7-3. Yanks lost again to the Orioles. France beats Belgium. First World Cup semifinal, Croatia versus England later today. You're down the shore forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
A dose of reality in this bizarro world we live in.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Hurricane Chris still out there in the Atlantic churning things up. Moderate risk for rip currents posted along the Jersey Shore once again today. Wave heights about 4 feet, even higher than yesterday. Just stay out of the water, please. Ocean temperatures in the 70s, that's certainly inviting. Your UV index will be an 8, very high. You'll get your suntan on just in the sand today. New Jersey, First News Time, now 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on a Wednesday morning. We make it to the midweek point with summer-like weather in the forecast again today. Temperatures should be in the 80s today, not quite as warm as yesterday. 70s as you step outside this morning. Rip current danger is moderate to high, and that will happen as we have that Hurricane Chris passing by New Jersey, hundreds of miles away, not a threat to land. Some immigrant toddlers are back in the arms this morning of their parents, but others remain in detention facilities as federal officials fell short of meeting a court-ordered deadline to reunite dozens of youngsters forcibly separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. A federal judge in San Diego set a 14-day deadline to reunite children under five with their parents. It wasn't immediately clear how many families had been reunited Tuesday and how many kids were still being detained. And we were telling you how Governor Murphy is phasing out the controversial park test. Instead of taking 6 park exams, students will now only be required to pass 2 of them, Algebra 1 and English Language Arts 10.
Governor Murphy says in addition to cutting the total number of park tests and getting park results to parents and teachers more quickly,
the department will reduce by 25% the length of assessments across all grades. This will return to students and educators valuable time that should be spent learning as opposed to testing.
Murphy adds he doesn't want to scrap park completely yet because he still favors some kind of student assessment test to gauge growth.
I want to make sure we get to where we want to get to in the right, considered way.
In Atlantic City, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hard Rock has signed a deal with a British online gambling company to offer sports betting as soon as the arrangement's approved by New Jersey gaming regulators. Neither company is speaking publicly about their plans, but the deal was revealed in filings with the state when Hard Rock opened last month. Atlantic City could be the next big spot for esports. An upcoming addition to the AC Convention Center could attract some major players in the industry and more live gaming competitions.
A data center to be housed in an underutilized area of the AC Convention Center can be used by any entity in the region looking for increased bandwidth and security, but it'll also allow for more large events that require this type of technological power to run successfully, such as esports tournaments. Industry expert Roger Gross.
According to a lot of the leaders of the properties here, one of the big trends in the industry is to hold esports tournaments, you know, inside the casinos.
And Gross says if legal betting on esports takes off, New Jersey will be in a good position because their server is within the state's borders. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents are claiming New York Mayor Bill de Blasio illegally crossed from Mexico into the U.S. while visiting the Texas border in June. The mayor's office is flatly denying the accusation. In a letter from the federal agency, they claim de Blasio and his security detail were on the Rio Grande River floodplain south of Tornillo at the port of entry. De Blasio's spokesman says the security detail had the approval of a Border Patrol supervisor. Step outside this morning, you'll find temperatures in the 70s on our way to the 80s today. Not quite as warm as it was yesterday, but still a summer-like day. Shower and thunderstorm still a possibility later today, and the rip current danger is moderate to high for the entire length of the Jersey Shore. Full forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. An explosive lawsuit from a former co-ed at Stockton who claims she was drugged and raped in an off-campus fraternity. We'll update business news next.
Dennis and Judy.
Why are you in denial about all the times we hang out together?
I never realized we spend far too much time together.
You know, you're right. We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets have tumbled after the Trump administration's move to impose tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese exports was criticized by Beijing. Dow was soaring again yesterday at 24,919. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichao, Lou Hockman at the editor's desk, and our news directors, Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.